Joy, before we talk to the coaches with a couple of Knoxville softball players who seem pretty happy about things, 8-4 winners on Tuesday night over PCM, Melanie Sullivan and Jaden Striegel join us. First of all, ladies, congratulations on the win. Melanie, a little tense at first, but, seems like things got righted pretty quickly there.
Yep, it was intense, but we figured it out after an inning or two, so.
Was it more nerves? How was everything playing out up there?
I think it was nerves and just we're making simple mistakes that we shouldn't have made, but it happened because we were just overwhelmed. But I think we got over it pretty quick. So
now, Jaden, you still saw this team a week ago. So how concerned? How well did you know this team going into tonight's game? Did you feel confident knowing you've seen them within the last week?
I knew that they could hit really well, so I knew that, but I also know that our defense is really good and consistent and makes plays. We had some errors tonight, but we made the rest of the plays for the most part, and we got what we needed to do done.
Now, you're part of the pitching staff that has going in had the top ERA in Class 3A. A lot of people forget about you, but, what's it like kind of being on this pitching staff? And I'm not saying taking a back seat, but just kind of watching Ashlyn and Sierra, and then when you get your chance, you've taken advantage of what you've been given.
Well, Ashlyn and Sierra do amazing, and I love when both of them pitch. I love how they can get their job done, and they help out themselves. And it just makes it a lot easier to kind of sit back and just watch them because they make it fun to watch and they make, everything go well.
Now, as the junior, as kind of the elder on the team, how are you being a leader when there's no seniors on the team this year?
I try to talk to everyone when I see that they're down because I know people get in their heads and I get in my head a lot. So when they get in their heads, I try to help them out and talk to them so that they don't get too far down to where they keep making those errors.
Now, Melanie, this was a goal of the team was to win postseason games. Got one win, and now you head to West Liberty. Long trip, but, how are you feeling about, Friday night going in?
We're all super excited. We know that we have to play our best and put up a good fight and just put in all the work that we possibly can to win.
Jaden, what about you? Friday night, regional semifinal, again, same question to Melanie. This team had a goal of winning postseason games this year, and you got the first win, and now you get to go after the second one.
Yeah, this team that we're going to be playing, it's going to be difficult, but as we played ranked teams before, and we did amazing, and I feel that we can come and play, and we can have a really, really good chance of winning.
Speaking of, it is West Liberty.
Yes.
And you are now ranked, if you didn't know that, 15th in the latest 3A ranking. So battle of ranked teams. I know rankings really don't mean a ton until, Fort Dodge happens. But what's it like kind of being, people across the state noticing, okay, Knoxville, they're pretty good. Let's put them in that top 15 right now.
I think it just shows people that they can't overlook us, and we can put up a fight even if we don't look like we can.
And Jaden, what about you as far as looking ahead to Friday? What are you looking forward to most as you prepare for West Liberty?
I'm just looking forward to seeing how our team does against this team because we do good in against every other team, and I have a really strong feeling that we can pull through and come together to win.
All right, girls, congratulations and best luck. We'll see you over West Liberty on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, that's Melanie Sullivan and Jaden Striegel. As we'll talk to Carla Smith here in a couple of minutes.